Speak carefully. Speak carefully. Speak carefully. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Speak carefully. Words have a power that we do not realize. Words have a power to bring forth things in our life and our experience that we do not realize, that we do not really know are happening to us, but words have a power. If we speak our word carelessly, we will have careless things happening in our life. Many years ago, I was aware of a young man who was visiting friends, and he was with his brothers and so forth, and he said, "I don't like it here." And he said, "I'm going to run away." And so he said, "I'm going to run away." And then one day in the evening, his brothers reported that he had run away. He was about 7, 8 years old, and he had run away. And so we all got in the car, went out to the road, and there he was, about a quarter of a mile away from the farm, and we stopped and asked him if he'd like a ride, and he said no. I said, "We'd take him anywhere he wanted to go," and he said no. And we talked to him for a little while and said, "You know, you're out in the middle of nowhere here, and it's kind of hard being there." And he says, "I'm not happy." And so we talked to him about that. We discussed why he wasn't happy and what could be done to make him happy and why he was running away from something. What was he running away from? Was he having to do something that was not happy for him? Was he having to do something that made him feel insecure or feel bad? He said, "No." He said, "I just want to go home to my mother." And that's a perfectly understandable thing. And so we said, "Well, let's go back and let's call your mother on the phone and see if you can go and visit her, or if you can go and do whatever you want to do." So that was okay. He came back and we talked to the mother on the phone. And the mother said, "No, there's nothing that can be done." She did not want to see her kids anymore. She was unhappy with them. She abandoned them, and she didn't want to see them. And we thought, boy, that's really cold. That's really a hard thing for a five-year-old to get along with, or four or five. That's very tough. But we talked to the young boy, and we told him whatever it is that he wanted, that everything was as near as his fingertips, the phones, or if he wanted to go someplace, anyone would take him wherever he wanted to go. There'd be no questions, but he could do it in a much better way than running away. Well, subsequently, he never did that again. Subsequently, he began to feel at home and comfortable. The idea that his mother had abandoned him and that he was not going to make up with her came through his mind, and it was acceptable. It was something that he had to learn to live with. He had to realize what it was, but his mother had not spoken carefully. His mother could have said, I'm not well right now, and I cannot take care of you. Though I want to take care of you and I will always love you, I am not well now, so I leave you in the care of someone else. But no, she, because of her mental unhappiness, she spoke out in what she felt was the truth and what she felt had to be said. But in the process, her child had built up a great barrier of anger and hate and unhappiness. We attempted to do the best we could to build a block of love there, a joiner of love, something to bridge the gap that the mother had made, but we were not successful. But we did work on it. And as we worked on it day by day, we saw results. We never had a chance to see the finished product. We never had a chance to work with the finished product. But the thing is, day by day, as we gave the child love, as we gave the child an understanding that it was cared for, that an understanding that all was in divine order, it soon gave way to those feelings of abandonment, the feelings of not being loved, to feelings of being loved. Now, we were not naive enough to think that we had achieved the goal that we were set for ourselves. So we pursued it continuously. But we learned a great lesson about speaking carefully, because sometimes the words that we speak, though they may be true, though they may represent what we want to represent them as, the results or the harm that they do to others is immeasurable. And it can never be withdrawn, because it'll always be in the back of the consciousness of the person to whom it was spoken or about whom it was spoken. Our words are some of the magic that we use to express ourselves and to explain ourselves to the world. How very important it is that we have this magic be something that is pure and beautiful and glorious. We have this magic be something that is really what we mean. So we speak carefully, and we express ourselves carefully. We are careful not to destroy bridges, or not to create bridges that cannot be crossed. We are very careful that we do not make comments that are going to disrupt a lifetime of love, of peace, of harmony. Even a child in a very secure family, if one of the members of the family leave or die or whatever may happen, this security, the feeling, the oneness of that child with all both parents is lost. And it has to be continually reminded that the parent who's no longer with them still loves them greatly, even though the parent couldn't wait to get away. You never let that feeling come through. You never allow yourself as an adult to feel unhappy for something another adult has done. You merely realize that you are building within an individual the strength of the character, the belief in themselves, the love that they have for the world. And you do that with carefully chosen words that you speak very carefully. Life is too wonderful to be thrown away on a careless word. So every word that I speak is a word of love, a word of peace, a word of wholeness, because that's who I am. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campbell, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 and speak to a practitioner. You're calling the University of Healing corporate offices, and everyone's a practitioner. So please indicate that you are talking to a practitioner.